When the revolution is over and all the children return home with or without their bodies, and the street curb's bloody mane is washed clean of a fearful guilt, and the night's lungs thick with the fog flesh of young ghosts have exhaled toward a blue and humble sky, whose song will raise the moon? Whose breath do we ask for in prayer? Which poems should we read to the bassinets? Whose name is left to hush the crying? Akai, Kwame, Azel, Tyree, Dion. Whose home will serve the plates? And whose home will leave the porch light on, welcoming a dirty face of mud and mean and mug? Who knows courage like cocoa butter is for all parts of the body? Who will have enough courage? And who is skilled to scrape the stomach of an empty jar and share with the whole block? Who gotta love that black? Whose mother will crochet a new flag with the obituaries left in the pew? Whose humble and hallowed hands will find a rhythm, a ritual, atavistic in ushering the blood to move beneath the joints? And who will add breath, a beatbox? Whose boombox can we balance on the front porch? Whose front yard will be offered as a healing ground? Whose grandmother would like help out of the house? She is the only one whose tambourine can music a rainstorm, who can welcome a baseline of thunder, whose body will become a rejoice of thunder when the revolution is over and all the cameras, mosquito bellies, are bored with this blood. How close can we hold our black? And who will call this new close a crime? Call it a cry, not in revolt, but in relief. When the revolution is over, how will we move our feet? The police are gone. We are panting in the street. The children are singing a familiar song in a foreign land. Something about a hot comb and a gun. Something about a black god raising a black son that their bullets cannot reach.